Hey, it's Jess, head of marketing at Exit 5. Welcome to this week's audio edition of the Prompt Newsletter, brought to you by our sponsor, Concierge.ai. And I've got a confession. I've been using Perplexity wrong. Like most people, I treated it like a research tool. Type a question, get links, move on. But after digging into Perplexity's productivity guide, I realized something. Perplexity isn't one tool, it's a system. And when you use it that way, it starts solving real problems. Especially for B2B marketing teams. Problems like sales explaining your product 5 different ways, competitive intel arriving 2 weeks too late, and decks you rebuild every single week. So I pulled out 5 workflows that actually matter, not nice to have, but things that fix what quietly breaks as teams scale. Workflow 1. Build a product enablement hub. This is for product marketing and content teams. Instead of sharing docs and hoping people interpret them correctly, you create a Perplexity space. That space becomes your source of truth. You upload approved positioning docs, battle cards, customer stories, and messaging frameworks. Then you add rules, how to talk about the product, which terms to use, how to answer buyer questions versus user questions. Now the space only answers based on what you approved, in your voice, with citations. Sales stops going off script. Content stops sounding generic, and new hires stop guessing. One space, one set of guardrails, consistent messaging everywhere. Workflow 2, automate competitive intel. This one's for product and strategic marketing. Use Perplexity tasks to run weekly competitor monitoring. Product updates, pricing changes, customer sentiment, leadership moves, it runs automatically and delivers a summary. When something important shows up, you use Perplexity research to go deeper. It reads hundreds of sources and gives you a clear-sighted answer. Not a list of links. This is the work that always gets deprioritized until a board deck is due next week. Tasks remove the friction. The work happens whether you remember or not. Workflow 3, accelerate campaign and asset production. This is for content teams. Perplexity Labs is the creation studio. You drop in rough notes, outlines, or transcripts. And Labs builds the actual deliverable. Decks, visuals, dashboards, even videos. Here's a real example. You finish a webinar. You have a transcript and Q&A. Instead of spending hours repurposing it, you ask Labs for a 5-slide summary deck. You review it, tweak it, and you're done. This isn't AI writing bullets. It's AI building the thing you actually need. Workflow 4, make lead gen and ABM less spammy. This one's for demand gen and growth. Perplexity's Comet agent can build prospect lists based on real business signals. Funding rounds, leadership changes, product launches. Instead of manually clicking through LinkedIn and Crunchbase, the agent does the work. Then Perplexity Research adds context, market overlaps, partnerships, competitive dynamics. You end up with lists that are timely and informed, not stale spreadsheets. That's how ABM stops feeling spammy. Workflow 5, reduce inbox chaos. This one's for everyone. Perplexity's email assistant works directly in Gmail and Outlook. It auto-labels messages into needs response, FYI, notifications. It helps schedule meetings and drafts replies in your style. It's not flashy, but it removes friction. 10 minutes a day adds up to hours every year. If you only remember one thing, Perplexity isn't one tool. Spaces is your brand brain. Tasks keep intel current. Labs builds the assets. Research gives you depth. Comet executes the work. Used together, they form a system that runs in the background and delivers finished work, not raw materials. What should you do next? Also check out the written newsletter. It has a bit more detail than this audio version. Then pick one workflow, just one, use it for a week, then add the next. That's how this actually sticks. If you're already using Perplexity in interesting ways, I want to hear about it. I read every reply. Thanks for listening.